Okay, my friends. So today we are going to read a little golden book. And this one is based on a television series, which is broadcast on Nickelodeon. It's an animated series. It's called Avatar: The Last Airbender. And today's story is called I Am Aang. That's a great name, huh? Aang. And this story was adapted by Mei Nakamura, and it's illustrated by Bao Lu. And it's read today by Mommy. And...
who are you?
Oh, are you Aang? The Last Airbender? Are you really? Wow. You guys have got Aang with me today. And it's really cool to have him. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for your story? Okay. I am Aang. I'm only 12 years old, but I can control water, earth, fire, and air. It's called bending. And being able to bend all four elements makes me the Avatar. And that means I have a big job. Like all the avatars before me, I keep the balance between the four nations of our world. Learning to do this has been, well, pretty interesting. I was born into the Air Nation, growing up at the Southern Air Temple. I was very close to my airbending teacher, Monk Gyatso. We had a lot of fun together. But when I found out that I was the Avatar, everything changed, and that scared me. I just wanted to be a kid. I decided to run away. And my friendly, furry sky bison, Appa, was ready to help. But we flew into a big storm, and to keep us safe, I used my Avatar powers to wrap us both in a giant bubble of ice. But then we were trapped. Eventually, I was found by Katara and Sokka, a sister and brother from the Southern Water Tribe. Oh, and in the pictures, we can see what happened, right? He and Appa had gotten stuck in this big ball of ice. And then Katara used, like, a stick to... is it? Okay. To break the big ball of ice. Katara freed me and we became best friends. It turned out that I had been sleeping in the ice for 100 years. I guess I'm pretty good at long naps. After being asleep for so long, I was curious about everything I'd missed. I went penguin sledding with Katara and soared over the mountains on my glider with new friends. But I couldn't play all the time. The world was at war. I had to learn to master the four elements and everyone was counting on me. Oh, that's true. You know, it would be nice if we could play all the time. But just like Aang, in this story, we have responsibilities, right? People are counting on us to do things. So if we play all the time, will we get our work done? No. We have to learn to put aside the playtime to do our responsibilities first. Okay, back to the story. I started with water. First, Katara taught me how to waterbend. Then a grumpy old man named Master Poophead, Master Paku, finished my training. Next, I learned how to earthbend from the greatest earthbender in the world. Toph's lessons were hard, and not just because of all the rocks. And in the picture, we can see who Toph is and who is she. Yeah, she's a little girl. She's just a little girl, but she's the master of earth. That's pretty cool. After Prince Zuko and I became friends, he showed me how to bend fire. We even learned a special way to firebend from two dragons. Whoa, and we get to see them doing that in this picture, and they've got fire, and then there's dragons, and wow, it's very cool looking. And now, for those, we should probably say there's some spoiler alerts here. If you're watching the series, don't listen to this part because you might not know it yet, but Prince Zuko ends up being a good guy, right? At first, he's really bad. Yeah, okay. Being the Avatar made me really famous. Sometimes I got sort of a big head. And sometimes people asked me to do things I didn't think I could do, like talk to angry spirits and tell them I could help them balance the world.
Whoa.
Yep, and in the picture we get to see some of those things going on. In this cartoon, there are spirit worlds and spirit creatures. We don't, of course, have that in real life like this, but it's very interesting in the cartoon. And when I needed to protect others, I was serious and focused. I even saved a whole village from a volcano. With the support of my friends, I felt like I could do anything. We traveled the world and helped people, and we even had some fun while doing it. As the problems got worse, people told me the only way to fix things was to use violence. But I wanted a way to protect the world without hurting anyone. I found the answer from a giant lion turtle who gave me the power to bend energy. And it was incredible.
Ooh, spoiler alerts, guys. If you haven't seen this, don't be listening anymore.
After all my training and hard work, I was able to stop Fire Lord Ozai from winning the war. I used energy bending to take his fire bending powers away.
Wow, and that is pretty impressive, isn't it? There's some very interesting looking graphics here of him taking away the bad guy's powers. Because in the cartoons, you can do things like that. Take away people's powers and have powers.
The nations were at peace again, and my friends and I restored balance to the world. Being the Avatar isn't easy, but with friends by my side, I know I can do it.
And, yeah.
No, I don't think that is though, right? Because that's me. I don't think that is, right? Because isn't that Suki?
Oh, Suki.
Yeah. Sorry, friends. So we've just finished the series. In the picture, we can see the final group of friends, and they're all relaxing together in the, I think it's the last episode of this series. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Sokka. Uh-huh. Katara.
Mm-hmm.
Toph.
Mm-hmm.
Suki.
Yeah. Yep.
And
Zuko. Yeah. And they are all going to live happily ever after. And that would make it, what, the end? Right? Yeah? Okay. The end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.